This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne. The wall of water that obliterated coastlines in South and Southeast Asia killed thousands and left millions homeless. Aid agencies and governments around the world are working to get relief supplies into the region. Needs are immense and include basics such as food, clean water, and medicine. Peter Reese of the International Red Cross spoke from Geneva about what's being done for the tsunami victims. This is obviously a massive job. What are you looking at right now? What is your top priority?
Top priority is health support and relief supplies for Sri Lanka, for Aceh, and for India. We're also getting reports in from many other areas, including Somalia, Kenya, Ethiopia. But certainly the biggest operation is Sri Lanka, India, and Indonesia.
Well, in those three massive areas, what exactly are you able to do so far?
Well, because we have a Red Cross or a Red Crescent Society in every country with large numbers of volunteers in the community, we can actually do quite a lot quite quickly. Every Red Cross or Red Crescent National Society is auxiliary to the public authorities and responsible for disaster response. So they all hold emergency stocks, and then we support them internationally and regionally by getting further stocks out there. So we've got big supplies around the world that we're now putting in to support our national societies. But this is a big one. There's no doubt about it. It's quite a challenge for everybody, this one.
Well, could you give me maybe a detail in, for instance, Sri Lanka? What are your people saying they're doing?
In a situation like this, we're assuming that people have basically lost everything as the tidal surge. So we send out a standard family kit, which is a prearranged, prepackaged by us, which includes tarpaulin, cotton rolls, kitchen equipment, blankets, towels, beds, sheets, dhoti or sari, buckets and nets. This is a kit that's been designed by people in this region themselves. That's basically a survival kit that'll see them through some of the basic needs. 15,000 kits already being sent to Sri Lanka and 5,000 kits distributed in India. And we expect these will be increased by, I should think, tomorrow. We're putting in an order for another 25,000 kits.
And are people, I know it's been about 24 hours. I mean, have you been hearing stories back about the sorts of things that your Red Cross, Red Crescent people are encountering?
Well, particularly in India, there's a lot of fear out there. There's been some aftershocks. We're dealing with a very frightened population.
Peter Reese, thanks very much for talking with us.
That's a pleasure.
Peter Reese is head of operational support for the Red Cross, speaking from Geneva.